Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. A resident of Eau Claire is speaking out about the impact of cuts to safety net programs, programs like Medicaid and SNAP. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection reports.
Oliver Wynn and his parents all live with disabilities. He says Medicaid has allowed him to have surgeries that have improved his quality of life to such a degree that he no longer needs a wheelchair. It also helps him pay for medication that would otherwise cost $5,000 a month. Wynn describes the forthcoming federal cuts to Medicaid and SNAP as terrifying.
It's going to change a lot of things for a lot of people, and I'm concerned for myself. I'm concerned for my family, my community. Everyone is going to be affected by this.
It's estimated more than 276,000 people in Wisconsin could lose their Medicaid coverage, and another 90,000 risk losing their SNAP benefits over the next decade. One in eight people in Wisconsin depends on SNAP to help pay for groceries. Wynn is one of them. Although he currently works overnight shifts, he says he still needs SNAP to afford food for him and his child. Before he had Medicaid and SNAP, Wynn says his high medical debts meant he struggled to keep up with food and housing expenses, which led him to become homeless.
Because there's no way to balance trying to feed yourself, trying to pay off this debt, and still have access to health care and rent.
Along with federal cuts, the Trump administration is implementing stricter work requirements for these programs in an effort to curb what it calls welfare dependency. More than 45% of SNAP recipients in Wisconsin are in working families, and the majority of Medicaid recipients in the state are part of the workforce. Wynn says the rhetoric suggesting beneficiaries are lazy and unmotivated isn't based on reality. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers begin a West Coast trip in L.A. against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester, the 24-year-old right-hander from Glendale Heights, Illinois, will start the first game of the second half of the Brewers season tonight and was asked how he can set the tone heading into the series.
What I hope to do and hope to show through what I'm doing is just 5-6-plus innings. It's my job to put up zeros and keep us in the game and just do the best that I can.
NFL, the Packers training camp begins next Wednesday with practices nearly every morning at 10:30 a.m. Quarterbacks and rookies reporting today, including first-round pick Matthew Golden, on what the Packers can expect from the rookie wide receiver in camp.
No, that's something they can expect out of me as a hard worker. You know, I'm committed to the process, but you know, I'm a dog and I'm a competitor. Each day I'm trying to get better and just perfect my craft. I'm bringing that dog mentality.
That's the Packers' Matthew Golden with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. Kaylee High from Stanley Boyd High School. What's the line of birds?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a post-menopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. See this absolutely outrageous story that Donald Trump is talking about giving some sort of amnesty or asylum to Jair Bolsonaro, the guy who tried to overthrow the democracy in Brazil. I mean, this is nuts. In response to this, in part, because, you know, Trump has imposed this 50, or is threatening, I don't know if he's done it yet or not, but said he was going to put a 50% tariff on Brazil, which, of course, would jack the price of coffee in the United States into the sky, because they're prosecuting Bolsonaro. And he sent a, you know, on X, he was like, oh, Jair, you're so nice, and, or what? Maybe it was on Truth Social, but Bolsonaro is posting on X. So in response to this, Lula da Silva, you know, the president of Brazil, he came out and he said, no, he said, this is wrong. He talked to CNN yesterday afternoon, and he said Trump's threats have broken away from protocol. His predecessor's fate, that is Bolsonaro's fate, cannot be part of trade negotiations. He says the judiciary branch of power in Brazil is independent. The president of the republic has no influence whatsoever. Bolsonaro is not being judged personally. He's being judged by the acts he tried to organize a coup d'etat. He said he's going to be and he said if Trump tried this in Brazil, he would be standing trial. He said if Trump did in Brazil what he did on January 6th in the United States, he would be in prison. He would be on trial in Brazil. And of course, if we had had somebody other than Merrick Garland as attorney general, I think Trump might be in jail right now for January 6th. Sadly, you know, well, that's kind of water under the bridge. So anyhow, in response to this, the Supreme Court of Brazil ordered Bolsonaro locked down, essentially. He was arrested this morning. He was fitted with an ankle bracelet, so he can't leave the country. He can't flee at Donald Trump's invitation. The Brazilian federal police served search warrants, both at his home and at the headquarters of his party, the so-called Liberal Party. And he is barred from social media. He is barred from communicating with his son, Eduardo, who is sort of like Don Jr. He's trying to become a political figure on his own. He's required to remain at home from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. He's forbidden from communicating with foreign ambassadors and diplomats or any other defendants in this case. Brazil is taking this stuff seriously. It's a shame that Mr. Garland didn't bother to do so here in the United States, or at least it took him 2 years of futzing around before he decided to do anything about it. It's a crime, in fact, in my opinion. Meanwhile, one of my two senators, Ron Wyden, a senator from Oregon, Democrat, is I believe he's the ranking member on the banking committee. If not, he is the top Democrat in the power. No, the Senate Finance Committee. Excuse me. Kind of same thing. And well, it's not the same thing. It's the Finance Committee. And well, here's the story. This is from the New York Times. Matthew Goldstein. Senator Ron Wyden has found that four banks waited until Mr. Epstein's arrest on federal charges to flag $1.5 billion in suspicious transactions. Wyden wants the documents made public. This includes thousands of wire transfers for the purchase of and sale of artwork for rich friends, fees paid to Mr. Epstein by wealthy individuals, and payments to numerous women. The filings came after Mr. Epstein was arrested in 2019. Trump administration was balking at releasing any of the information seized by the FBI from Epstein's homes or information collected from the nation's banks. Trump just wants Pam Bondi to go through the grand jury testimony, sanitize it, and release that as if that's the evidence when it's not. I'm sorry, it's not. Or the grand jury proceedings, rather. Wyden started this investigation 3 years ago. He's been on this thing for 3 years. J.P. Morgan, $1.1 billion. You get this, $1.1 billion. Epstein was a billionaire, just like Trump. The report covered 4,700 transactions dating to 2003, including payments to women in Belarus, Russia, and Turkmenistan. And the New York Times notes, and I quote, many of Mr. Epstein's victims included young women from Eastern European countries. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. And then, of course, Maureen Comey, who prosecuted Epstein and Maxwell, has come out and just publicly blasted the politicization of the Justice Department, the Department of Justice, under Pam Bondi. She says that fear is the tool of a tyrant. She says if a career prosecutor can be fired without reason, fear may seep into the decision of those who remain. She said, do not let it happen. And she notes that we have entered a new phase where that phrase, new without fear, may be the challenge. She said, let us fuel the moment that already burns in the heart of this place, our commitment to seek justice for victims, our dedication to truth above all else. Amen. So what say you? What's on your mind today? Nicholas at San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's up?
Hey, Tom, long time. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
A couple of things. The first is going to sound a little discouraging, but hopefully not, and I'll explain why. Quickly, I was talking to a retired nun, if you will, although they don't use that term anymore, one of the members of the Sacred Heart, a woman I've known for about 25 years here in Chiapas, who did extraordinary work, charitable work, of course, her entire life. She's now living in a community of 40 retired sisters in California, and I asked her a very basic question. She and they talk at length about everything going on with the country and the world, the whole situation. I said, if you had to give me a percentage of hope these women as a group have that we can avoid an authoritarian takeover, what percentage would you give
me? Are you talking in Mexico or in the United States?
In the United States.
Okay.
In the United States. They're all retired now in a big...
Oh, these are all retired American nuns.
Yes, they
okay.
are. And every one of them. If you've ever known any of these women, you know how intelligent they are and how good they are. They give their entire lives over to charitable work at any rate. So I asked her, what percentage do you think the overall hope that we can avoid an authoritarian takeover would be? And she said, she shocked me. She said, no more than 40%.
Yeah.
And I said, are you saying 60% chance that we will be taken over? And she said, yes.
Now, well, we're in the middle of it right now, Nicholas. We're
exactly.
in the middle of it. The question is, can we stop?
Why do I say this? Is it to discourage anybody? No. What we need to do, you, I, anybody with a voice, you with a large voice, a powerful voice, we need to somehow rekindle or kindle much greater optimism in our ability to fight this fight.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is a bit of good news, maybe. One of your moderators on your YouTube channel and I are starting on Friday a new podcast, and I'm opting that it be called Outraged, because... he, for his various reasons, and I, for my own, are completely outraged by what's going on in the country and how lack of concern so many people have for other people in a society. Everybody's, you know, the me generation, et cetera, mm-hmm. and the takeover of selfish people.
Yeah.
And the worst of them being at the head of our administration now, as we see every day. So that's what's going on with my thinking today.
Very cool. Well, when you get your podcast rolling along, you know, call us back and let us know how to find it, okay?
Yeah, Sue, by the way, thinks we can go nationwide with this. She's incredibly optimistic about it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Sue's smart lady. She knows what's going on.
She is a smart lady. She's a good lady as well.
She is. She's just a wonderful, wonderful human being. Louise and I have...
And thank you for all the work you're continuing to do. I know it's not easy. You have to prep a long time. You have to get up early for all this. I understand. We all understand. And we thank you for your work, Mr. Hartman.
It is an honor. Nicholas, thank you for your kind words. It's always nice to hear from you. And I hope you're doing well, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Matt Nair on Air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask, and in fact, he stayed at our house. It's just no fun at all, right? Hoses strapped to your face all night without breathing. Without it, your breathing is disrupted, and there's a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and premature death. Well, the bottom line, if you snore now, you're at a higher risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. And one of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is Zipa. Zipa is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. I've tried it. It works. Don't be fooled by imitators. Zipa was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. And with over 500,000 units sold, Zipa is the stop-snoring device that I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day because of lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zipa, that's Happy Z spelled backwards. I want you to try it with my special discount. You get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. As Zipa.com, promo code SNORE.
With their lies and games, they peddle the hate, turn neighbor on kin, breaking America from the inside within. They're flooding the zone with noise and despair.
Past the hour. Welcome back and picking up your calls here. Lisa in Trevor, Wisconsin. Hey, Lisa, what's up?
Hi. First, before I get to my point, I just wanted to call out Kino for using the word secular in his description of Trump. That had a negative connotation. And as an atheist and as a person who's known many other atheists, because I've been members of atheist groups, we are generally really good people, so it's
no. What he
very
was saying, hang on, Lisa. He was saying that Trump was a secular antichrist. What that means is, what he was saying was that Trump is not a religious man. He's never gone to church. He doesn't participate. He doesn't believe in anything. So he's secular. He's essentially an atheist, and yet he's an antichrist. He is fulfilling the mission of destroying the earth, right? So I agree with his characterization.
I guess I missed that part of it. This word secular came across to me because so often I hear people, you know, when they say somebody died and they'll say, oh, and they were such a good person. They were Catholic all their life or whatever. And I hate that.
I think secular is generally a positive term. But he was describing it as okay. Trump is not the antichrist that Christians are freaked out about. I mean, he may be. But he's actually in some ways, you know, far more evil because
he's completely evil. If any person can embody evil, it is Trump. I mean, just like Hitler. Okay, so I'll get to my point. Mm-hmm. My rhetorical question is: if it's okay to keep a brain dead woman, Adriana Smith, who's 9 weeks pregnant on life support against her and her family's wishes until the baby can be harvested, why should anyone be able to deny the use of their organs once they actually die? I don't mean keeping them on life support for that, but once they actually physically die, you know, they're dead. So it's okay to force this woman, and I heard from one source also that the family was being forced to pay for her medical
care. That's all true.
So why should... Yeah, so why should that be allowed, and yet we should be able to deny the use of our organs once we're dead? And I'm sure that the religious people will have a fit about that, but again, there needs to be a comparison made. And
that's brilliant.
Thank you.
That's brilliant. You know, yeah, in some states you opt into organ donation. I think in most states you opt in. There may be a couple of states where you opt out, or maybe that's in Europe that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, no, I think most of them you have to opt in. And again, that was the other part of my thing I wanted to mention. 17 people per day die from the need of their on transplant organ list.
Right.
So that equates to over 6,000 annually.
Oh, a friend of mine got a kidney transplant a couple of years ago, and he was on the list for a long time and really frightened that he was going to die before.
I had a coworker that died awaiting a kidney. You know, she was doing the... you know, having to go in and get hooked up, you know, for the kidney. Yeah. So that's my question for everybody to ponder.
Okay. That's a good one.
And thank you.
Thank you very much. Mark in Oakland, California. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Oh, hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Tom, I just wanted to talk about the current state of the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the establishment especially, they've failed to learn from their mistakes over the past decade, starting with the 2016 election, 2020, and the last one. They're not understanding the threat, the gravity of the threat. And how I say that is because they're not making any changes. They're standing pat with a losing hand. And I know you're familiar with the phrase that power is never given, it has to be taken. And I think that that's a message that needs to be passed along to AOC, Jasmine Crockett, Bernie Sanders, Maxwell Frost, and all these young guns. They need to dump Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Hakeem Jeffries out on their ear unceremoniously.
Yeah.
Right now, they've already been whistling past the graveyard for going on 7 months. We do not have another month to waste.
Yeah, this is why I was hoping that Ben Ben Winkler would become the head of the DNC. I get it, Mark. I get it. I can't argue with you. Thank you very much for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back. You think Trump is actually going to sue the Wall Street Journal? I doubt it. You know, the discovery would just be so juicy. I mean, maybe we can hope for it, right?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Charlie Pittman. A nonprofit in northeastern Wisconsin serves people with major disabilities, but it's getting mixed messages from lawmakers on whether the families it serves will be impacted by federal Medicaid cuts. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection reports.
The nonprofit CP serves about 200 people in northeast Wisconsin that have complex physical or developmental disabilities, nearly all of whom use Medicaid to pay for their services. Julie Tesloff is the director of adult day services and says about 75% of clients are in wheelchairs and unable to reposition themselves. She explains the exercise program CP offers is crucial to prevent patients from developing pressure sores.
A sore on the butt costs a lot of money. It's like anywhere from $30,000 to $150,000. And once one of our clients has a pressure sore, it stays with them for a long time.
She says their program focuses on functional skills training using adaptable equipment funded through grants and community support. Tesloff says most of their clients are deemed to have a level of disability that could place them in a nursing home, and most are poor. About half live with their parents, who she says can easily experience burnout. She explains the day services provide respite for these caregivers and prevent costly nursing home placements for clients. Starting December of 2026, most Medicaid recipients will be required to complete at least 80 hours per month of work, schooling, or community service to retain coverage. There are exceptions, but it's not clear if they will apply to people caring for an adult with a disability. John Sindergaard, executive director at CP, says lawmakers have assured them that their clients won't be impacted.
But then in the next breath, they're all telling us that they can't necessarily be certain about that because they don't know the details. And in many cases, it's sobering to say that they haven't even worked their way through all of the legislation yet.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your support.
Share the
the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorite of the sleep gummies. They really work. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Now, specific product availability depends on individual state regulations, but go to CBDistillery.com and use that promo code TOM to get 25% off your entire purchase.
Where billionaires bend and the strong man takes. A whisper here, a favor there. America's enemies pull up a chair. Spies, secrets, and sabotage. Selling us out for a big mirage. Putin and Xi, they're raising a toast. While traitors at home do the most.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Tom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom, what's up?
How you doing?
Fine.
Hey, I'm just addressing your opening question with a simple answer.
Why is Trump doing this? Why is the Republican Party trying to destroy
why
America?
Why is Trump and his Republican, I call them Republicans, I know, you know, that's a term I always use. But it's simple. He is a criminally insane psychopath with no conscience. He enjoys seeing other people suffer. As a kid, he probably let the neighbor's cat on fire and watched it burn. This man is a sick individual who has surrounded himself with similarly sick people, a la Mike Johnson and his whole crew. And J.D. Vance, they enjoy putting their foot on people's necks and watching people suffer. That's the simple answer. The more important question is, what happened to the moral and just the outright destruction and decay of the fabric of this country? Right. Across the board, top to bottom. I'm talking from physicians to military people to law enforcement. What has happened that we allowed this sick psychopath to be not elected once but twice? Yeah. That's the perplexing question of my lifetime. That's the one I want to have answered. The one individual gentleman who called earlier, yeah, he's addressing it from the point of view of a, you know, psychiatrist and try to figure out what the mind, you know, I just ask myself, you know, why do law enforcement people still support this guy after January 6th? Why do physicians who treat to try to cure people's illness support this guy? What is it? You know, it's mind boggling. The only crazy theory I can come up with is they've been abducted by aliens. They've had their brains sucked out and replaced with a computer chip that just does not allow them. I just don't get it, Tom. Yeah. But if someone could please answer that question for me, I would love to hear something like this. Greg Powell, I would love to think that his theory is true, that he really didn't win the election. You know, there were
maybe somebody has been injecting people with little nano computers or something.
I'm telling you,
you know,
Tom. I'm just grasping at straws at this point. You know, and I just hope maybe this Epstein thing will do it. I don't know. You know, I hope it does, but I'm not holding my breath because I mean, if these people chose the Trump himself's a pedophile. Let's face it; he was best friends with a pedophile, so I'm sure he engaged in those activities. And he, all the things that's come up about him and the disgusting way he treated Obama and said he wasn't a citizen and all this, and they still chose him. I mean,
I know.
You know, I don't know. I just don't get it, Tom. I don't get it.
It's and, that and they like hate the same people he hates, Tom. I mean, that's... Well, I think that's the only way that you can explain the Trump phenomena, is that they hate the same people. You know, when I started doing this program, and for the first 15 or so years that I was doing, or 12 years that I was doing this program, I was of the opinion that racism among white people in this country was these days, you know, post-60s, a minority position. I am now, as a result of seeing Trump elected twice, of the opinion that at least half and maybe two-thirds of white people in this country are deeply racist.
Well, you know, and the other thing is top-notch, what used to be considered top-notch people, like I say, it's across the board. How does the commandant of the United States Marine Corps allow his soldiers to be used as a political stunt?
Correct.
How does that happen?
Yeah. He has decapitated the head of all, you know, I don't know if he fired the head of the Marine Corps, but he fired the head of the Coast Guard. He fired the head of the Air Force. He fired the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I mean, he's decapitated the military. And so
painted the military.
Yeah, painted it.
I mean, the commandant, he's still in charge. Eric Schmidt's name. I'm going to mention his name because I'll tell you what. He should have just said, nope. Find some other stooge to do your bidding. Yeah. The Marine Corps, the most lethal force in the history of the world, is not a babysitter to, you know, be used for your
Los
political
Angeles,
fun.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have that guy, the highest guy like that, and other guys in positions of power, bending a knee to Trump, like I say, it's across the board deterioration of the
fabric.
Well,
we're seeing the same thing with CBS, you know, in the
same
media.
Thing, yeah. Same thing. Yeah. Same exact thing, Colbert.
And we saw this movie before. We saw it in the 1930s. We saw it in the 20s in Italy. We saw it in the 30s in Germany. We saw it in the 60s in Chile.
It's not like we didn't have the benefit of hindsight.
Exactly.
To see what's going on.
Exactly.
And yet, again, not once, it wasn't a one-off, but twice.
Yeah,
no,
I'm with you. I got to move along, but you right. Said it very, very well. Thank you so much for your contribution.
Well, thank you.
To the program.
Thank you for all you do.
Back at you. Fred in Deering, Michigan. Hey, Fred, or New Hampshire, excuse me. Hey, Fred, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I thought the question. I, too, hope that Trump supporters will reconsider their views due to the Epstein tragedy, but I remember the data point in John Dean's book, Authoritarian Nightmare, the ongoing threat of Trump followers.
Mm-hmm.
Dean there reported right-wing authoritarian followers are drawn to men they perceive as strong, who offer simple solutions to complex problems, which also involve blaming those who are different from them.
Trump's perception of strength is starting to slip. I think that's the main thing that's hurting him.
I hope so, Tom, but a detail that makes me worry about some of the folks who are drinking the Kool-Aid is about 20% of the people that Dean researched were following a strongman because they wish they could wield the power with the same cruelty as their hero.
Yes.
Today, that could mean filling an alligator Auschwitz or having
a
pipeline.
Well, these are the people who are volunteering to work for ICE.
Yeah, lovely. Hey, question. I too, with Stephen Colbert's shows being, you know, gone by CBS, reminded me of Phil Donahue's firing NBC in 2003 for waving the flag enough.
That. Yeah, we had him on this program in 2004 talking about that, Phil Donahue.
In an interview I heard with him, he was asked how he was doing, and he said he was a happy camper, unquote.
I don't recall that. We had him and we had Jeff Cohen on, who is the producer of that show. In fact, Jeff's been on this program many times. Phil Donahue has been on the program a couple of times. But, I mean, it was almost 20 years ago. But, I had forgotten about that. Now, there's certainly precedent for this. I mean, you know, we were talking about Smothers Brothers before and stuff like that. But it doesn't make it any less awful. It doesn't make it any less destructive, you know, to the media and to America and to just to the status of this country as an advanced democracy. It's the things that, you know, Louise and I were in Europe, you know, for the 2 weeks that we were on vacation, and the things that we were hearing from Europeans and frankly from Americans who were traveling outside the United States and felt free to talk. It's just a horror show here that's going on, and people get it.
Fred, next time you're there, Next time you're there, apologize for all of us. Hey, quickly,
oh,
Tom.
I was.
Did Donahue say anything about Chris Matthew having a role in his demise? Just curious.
No, no. I don't recall that at all.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much, man.
Okay. Thanks, Fred. CJ, in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, CJ, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I was going to call yesterday, but I got in the queue a little late, and I realized, you know, I wouldn't have much time then, and besides, you had other callers waiting. So the subject came up yesterday about corporate personhood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'd like to point out a little something. From the Christian, Jewish, Islamic perspective, Abrahamic faith, who created persons?
God.
Mm-hmm. So blasphemy includes not just insulting God, but claiming authority that belongs specifically to God. And Psalms even said that persons, man, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, put him in charge of all creation.
Mm-hmm.
So persons is the greatest mortal creation of God. And, of course, the nationalist Christians interpret endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights from the Declaration of Independence to refer, they call that God-given rights, meaning their creator is their, meaning their specific
so
version of God.
So what's the point you're trying to make here, CJ?
We have created our own kind of person. We have arrogated to mankind, has arrogated to itself the authority to create a new kind of person called corporations, endowing it with rights.
Yeah.
That is the ultimate blasphemy against God.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, blasphemy, the ultimate blasphemy of arrogance, anyway.
Yeah, I can't dispute it. CJ, thank you. That was a good one. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be in just a couple seconds. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the place where smart people get their news. The Tom Hartman Program. I'll be back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here. You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
You know, the thing is, once you tell everybody that it's Trump's tariffs, everybody gets angry and mad, and they're against it. Well, it's because it's a dumb idea.
Yes.
My God, it has nothing to do with the Trump name.
The
we
name.
Don't care. It's a stupid idea. We're paying the higher prices.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8, on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. You know, Louise and I just got back from Norway and Iceland, and before we left, I ordered a cotton and wool sweater from Quince because it was going to be cold up there. It was. And it was perfect. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans. They cut out the middlemen. They give you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love the products I get from Quince, and you will too. I recently got a cotton cashmere blend, so soft and perfect weight for those cool summer evenings. Quince gives you the quality of a luxury brand, but without the luxury price. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, quince.com/Tom, for free shipping and 365-day returns. The world
had stolen my joys. I grabbed my coat, left my phone behind, told myself it's time to unwind. The city fades as the highway bends. The air turns clean where the pavement ends. Go find your mountain, your valley, your stream, where the air feels lighter and your soul can dream. When the world feels heavy, let it all fall away. There's peace in the wild where the trees softly sway.
This weekend is climbing hills, climbing mountains at in Forest Park. Anyhow, 53 minutes past the hour. Jay in Southern Illinois. Hey, Jay, what's up? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Hey, Tom. Great to take my call. Thank you so much. So I am a state court prosecutor in a small area here in Southern Illinois, and what I want to just say to fellow progressives and Democrats is we may only get one precious opportunity to reach across the aisle and actually pull a large number of Republican voters into the tent. Here's why. This Epstein issue, I think it is far more personal to rural voters than what a lot of Democrats probably realize. There's a reason why it's a sticking point and why many voices on the right are fleeing ship, so to speak, your Alex Joneses and your Tucker Carlsons, not moral leaders by any means, but they know. They know their base. They know their listeners. And what I have observed in my career, having been a public defender and a prosecutor in private practice down here in these rural areas, is rural voters, they're not just voters, they're victims, many of them. Probably 7 to 8 out of 10 rural conservative people in these circuits will tell you that they have suffered some sexual trauma as children. It is so pervasive, I liken it to the opioid epidemic and how it eviscerated small rural communities. So when these voters, these single-issue voters, went to the ballots and said, we want to expose this cabal of sexual predators, granted, they were hoping it was all going to be, you know, Hillary and Bill and the Democrats. They weren't counting on it being a boy.
Yep.
But I think that, this is the time to reach across the aisle and say with love, hey, we agree with you on this one. And if we can agree on this, maybe we're not so far apart.
Yeah, you're singing my song, Jay. In fact, I published a piece in Newsweek today, Newsweek.com, basically saying what you just said.
It's time. And, I mean, we may not get another issue this personal to such a large number of Republican voters. If we squander it, this thing doesn't end nicely.
Yeah.
I'm worried about it.
I'm with you, Jay. And that's why I disagree with Nancy Pelosi. I don't think this is a distraction. I think this is at the core of the identity crisis that so many, particularly young men in America, are experiencing that led them to Trump. Jay, thank you. Brilliant. That was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, fantastic.
Good talking to you. Ron in Halex, Minnesota. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for encouraging the dialogue that you do so well with. Just a brief bumper sticker, which is, it's easier or easy to do right if you lean left. Maybe
was that
with
your sign
some Christian
yesterday?
Maybe some Christian iconography with it will elicit another dimension.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. It's easier to do right if you lean left. And you know, this is the essence of the whole issue, is that the so-called, you know, left is really the moral force in America these days. That people on the right, I mean, you know, they're running around yelling about gay marriage and stuff. That is immoral, in my opinion, to say that people who love each other shouldn't be able to get married or adopt children, which was, you know, this is what Franklin Graham was ranting about. Oh, my God, they adopted children. You know, it just infuriates me. Ron, thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick White, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, and all the folks who work on this program. And thank you to you for participating and listening and sharing our program with others. Get out there, get active, tag You're It. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Get some exercise, spread the word, and I'll catch up with you on Monday. Tag You're It.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcare.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.